Okay. Well, we have a lot of great information to relay today, and we're excited to hear about what's going on in the states there. So we have, just to do a roll call one more time, we have Thomas Wise, Reverend Thomas Wise out of Ohio. We have Pastor Marion McIntosh in Connecticut, Deborah Pratt in Illinois, Leah Carowan, Executive Director, and Carrie, Director of Development and Legislative Support, is on as well. Mike from Kentucky apologizes. He's at a conference. And also our new Virginia State Director, Tracy Alexander, had an unexpected guest. So they're looking forward to hearing about the meeting. So we appreciate you all being on today and would love to just open up in prayer while others are joining. Deborah, would you please open us up a prayer today?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Father, we come before you through the blood of the Lamb, that precious blood, Lord God, by which we have access to you, our Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are drawing all of us together in unity, that, Lord, we are maturing as the body of Christ and coming before you as one man, that we might know your heart, Lord God, and release your vision and your will and your kingdom everywhere we go, that we lift up Christ, and then Christ is able to draw men unto himself, that, Lord, we unite around the banner that Jesus Christ is Lord, that we testify, we know and we testify that you, the Father, sent the Son to be the Savior of the whole world. We unite together as one, Lord God, that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Heart's desire that all men be saved and come to the truth would advance in the earth, and, Lord, that there would be great rejoicing in heaven, in Jesus' name.
And Lord, I do want to lift up Beth Folsom, our state director in Colorado right now. She is part of our family here, and she's continuing to heal. Father, we ask for your presence to be with her now and her family, that you would continue to cause her to recover quickly. Father, I pray that she would be able to just rest, knowing that you're taking care of all the little details. And we pray, Father, for just a blessing upon her and the Colorado Prayer Caucus, God, as they're continuing to do all they can to protect your rightful place there. And Lord, we do just thank you for this time, and we pray that you would be with those that are not able to join us today, and that you would just be in the midst of every bit of this meeting here today, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing across the nation, Lord. The reports are overwhelming and exciting, God. Thank you that you are moving. Thank you that your people are waking up and taking action, not only praying, but literally taking action. God, it is only by your power and by the inspiration of your Spirit. We recognize that, we realize that, and we just thank you that you are moving in us and through us, and you are for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, we are just, again, so very thankful that you all are here, and I know it's a lot, and everybody has a lot of different things going on, but we appreciate the time and are excited to report on a variety of things. States we're continuing to advance the prayer caucuses. We're continuing to advance the state director network specifically. States are doing, we're finding that there already is a lot of momentum in states, and it's fun just to connect and for all of us to really be connecting together to build momentum and strength in and through this network. Also, you know, just the prayer initiatives, everything is moving forward. The In God We Trust campaign. So we want to just share some encouraging testimonies and stories of what's happening in the states. I'm going to have, and Leah is going to take it from here to do that and also share a few other things. So again, we just thank you for being on.
Thank you, Summer. Yes, it's a privilege to be with all of you. Quick question, Summer, did I hear that Abby came on? Is she going to be with us or not with us?
I didn't hear from Abby this time. I know I just heard from her a couple of days ago. I know she's working really hard on the Unite America event, so she may be tied up in some of those details. As you know, they're just a few months away.
Okay.
With that.
This wasn't sure if she was on. Okay, fantastic. Thank you. I do want to give you a quick update on the In God We Trust campaign and what's happening with that. As you all know, we're using that as a catalyst, sort of an initiative It's just the first step in a national conversation to tell, to remind America that faith is the lifeblood of America and America in a free republic, and our national hope is in God alone. So this is, again, just a mechanism through which we can have something tangible in which people can get behind, and also to remind everybody that our founders and our leaders affirm this as our national motto, despite what the news might say, or despite what a few very vocal leaders might say. The vast majority of leaders across our nation have affirmed that this is indeed our national motto, and that we are a nation that is free to turn to God, not only individually but also corporately in the public square. So that's what this campaign's about. It's not just writing it on the walls, but it's also trying to write it again on the hearts of Americans across this nation. So we're excited to be a part of it, and we have tremendous support of leaders and citizens across the board. I wanted to actually start with the In God We Trust displays that went out. And would you give us a quick update on the status of those In God We Trust displays that we talked about last month, and how that went down, and any feedback you can give us on that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. First, I want to thank everybody for their participation. And Pastor Marion, I assume that you got my note apologizing for, unfortunately, sent it to McLaughlin instead of directly to you. And I do apologize for that. That was my oversight, and I take full responsibility for it, so I apologize for that. But I do want to thank everybody who did receive them and did send them on to their state legislators. Every single person that I have called and they've received them have been ecstatic. They are really excited. They're all hanging them in their offices. Some of them are beginning to send their pictures of them, either when they received them or when they've actually hung them in their office. And a couple of the legislators have told me that they actually put them above other things in their offices, so that it was sort of like above the family. Like one particular legislator said she had put pictures of her family were all over the walls, and she was putting In God We Trust over the family so that it could announce to everyone who came in that she and her house were for the Lord. So there are a lot of really good, exciting reports. Everybody's very, very grateful. We've sent them out now to 15 different states, and so we're excited. It's really going well and received extraordinarily well, and everybody is putting them up in their offices. So we're excited.
Great. Any specific questions before I give you an update on all the different deals from any of you that are on the call related to the displays that went out to you, or specifically to Ann and the process? Okay. Well, if you think of one, feel free to jump in, you know, later in the call as well. So just to give you a quick update.
Travis, I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Could we get a list of all the representatives, all the, you know, who took them to date?
And is that something you could do?
Oh, I can do that. I guess the question is do
sure.
I have the authority to do it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We're happy to send out a list to all the legislators.
It might be a conversation starter with folks that haven't answered my calls.
Right, right. Well, and the other thing, too, is not only the list of the folks across the nation, but we could give you a list of the folks in Congress who have hung them. We already have 20 members who have hung them, and I think my understanding is we have 100 now that have agreed or asked for one to be hung in their office. So that's what's going on in Congress, not to mention what's starting to happen across the state. So, yeah, we want to put that information in your hands so that you can use it as a opportunity to show people the momentum. Absolutely. All righty. So, I'll Ann and we will work on that and get that list out as soon as possible. I have a group, Ribbo Media, that is working feverishly on getting our In God We Trust Facebook and website up to speed so that we can start next week engaging a lot of these organizations that have said they wanted to be a part of this Ngawi Trust campaign. We have several. I know the Washington Times wants to engage, the Full Gospel Businessmen's Association. I've had a conversation with them, and thanks to Abby and her work there, they got excited about it and made it the theme of their national conference, and now Pennsylvania is moving it forward as a theme, and other states are considering it as a theme for this year. Also, in Pennsylvania, of course, the legislation that's gone forward with Representative Saccone and the museum that's gone up, and he's out speaking in various locations to encourage this campaign throughout Pennsylvania. We want to make sure that our website and our Facebook is ready to handle the influx of people that we believe are going to come to start engaging with this. Like I said, next week we'll be in D.C. and we'll be talking with, you know, folks like the Concerned Women from America. And these are folks that have already said, how can we get involved? How do you want to participate? Family Research Council, different organizations that we're friends with. Of course, we'll talk to Wall Builders, David Barton, all the folks that are with us. And we also have some others that haven't talked to you yet, but I believe will come on board, so I won't mention their names yet. But we do have quite a bit of momentum and excitement around this concept of this tangible thing of getting In God We Trust back into the public conversation and really use it as a banner, as a line in the sand, as sort of waving a flag. Wait a minute, we are a nation, and we can talk about God in America, and this is our motto, and let's not let anybody push us off of that. Of course, the Thunderclap will be on that website. That'll be something that'll be simple, really easy for people to get involved with. That's the reason we're excited about that. It's not the end-all, but it's certainly a great start for a lot of people. It's a great entry point for them, and it's simple. And essentially, we've described it before, it's a massive social media shout-out, basically. And on July the 30th, probably a million homes will be reached through social media and Twitter and all that, Facebook, with the proclaiming In God We Trust. So more details about that if you want it. We've already described it, and it'll also be something that we'll give you links to, and you'll get all the information on how to engage, how to get other people engaged, all that, as soon as we have that ready. But we expect it to be ready by next week, so we're excited to pass that on to you as soon as it's ready. And we have a lady in Michigan got inspired by what Abby said in Pennsylvania, and she went to Michigan, and they did a statewide contest with 600 high schools. She sent letters to 600 high schools. They had a big event on Tuesday at the state capitol celebrating the winner of the contest, which was just somebody that you were to create displays related to, the only stipulation was that it needed to be related to In God We Trust, needed to be in the display. And so they had a contest and several winners, and I think the grand prize was $2,500. It was a big celebration at the Capitol. So there's momentum. This is what happens with these kinds of things. You begin something, and then it just kind of grows legs of its own, and it goes all kinds of places. And what we want to do is just simply fan the flame. And we want to report it. We want to get the news out, word out. We will have social media, traditional media. I have the beginnings of having some radio spots that'll be available for people. It'll take a little while to put those together, but we're in the process of that now. People that are retail store people that are asking for lapel pins so that they can hand them out or potentially sell them at their store. So a lot of good stuff happening. Just wanted to encourage you. Any ideas that you might have, any thoughts that might spring up, please either run with it or send it over to us so that we can talk about it, and might be something we want to encourage other people to do. But anything that we can do to fan the flame here would be much appreciated. So that's it. Any questions on the In God We Trust campaign and where we're going with this?
I was just going to add one quick thing about the contest in Michigan. It was kind of fun because our state prayer caucus chairman there, Representative Kurtz, was involved with that, actually did the invocation for the event. So it all kind of tied in there. Also, they want to do that as a national contest next year. So that's something that we're all praying about and considering, and how we can all be a part of that. So I just want to add that.
Yeah, excellent. Good. All righty. And before I pass it off to Summer to talk about some other prayer things that are going on, just a quick point of housekeeping, too. I want to make sure that you all have any questions, answers regarding bookkeeping, accounting, fundraising, any of those things. But if you have an accounting question, just to be clear, I wanted, and I know, you know, tax day came and went and people contribution receipts, there's always various questions that might arise. But probably the quickest way, because my bookkeeper only comes in once a week, does all the bookkeeping, and then you know, goes off site. But if you have a question for her, the best way to do it is put it in an email and shoot it over to bookkeeping@CPCF. Ooh, Summer, I'm butchering this. Is it accounting or bookkeeping?
Accounting@CPCFoundation.com.
So she's got the same thing, accounting@CPCFoundation.com. Put it in an email, shoot it to her. If you want to, CC Summer or CC me, just so that we know that that question is put forth so that we can follow up with you or with her, or just make sure that it doesn't get lost in the, you know, in the fray somewhere, or maybe it's a question we could answer quickly without even having to wait for her to come in. But that's the best way to get your questions answered in a prompt way is to via email, send it to her, CCS. So thanks for your patience on that. And if you have any other questions about fundraising and where we are in the process of all that, we're not going to talk about that necessarily on this call, but it's feel free to give me a call or give Summer a call, especially if you are interested in trying to move forward on fundraising in your state. We do have some things in the works, but you know, several things that we had hoped, one of the things that we'd hoped to move forward more quickly got a little waylaid last fall when we had to cancel the dinner, but that does not mean we're not still moving forward aggressively on making sure that we become a self-sustaining organization at the national and state level. So I just wanted to let you know that was not off the table, but very much on our radar screen. All right, Summer, God bless you, and ladies and gentlemen, and pass it back to you, Summer.
Thank you. I just wanted to take a couple of minutes and highlight some of the prayer and fasting initiatives coming up. I know that we all understand that prayer is really our only hope, and that, but it also is encouraging to know that there is such, again, an influx of prayer, not only nationally but globally. So I know that we all would want to join and mobilize our individual networks as much as possible. There's a fasting global call to pray, a global call to pray and fast for the USA that actually was initiated by a team in Australia, and it's the second year that they've done it. There was, I think, like 28 nations that joined last year, and they're trying to get as many to join again this year to literally fast and pray for the U.S. So that's going to be April 30th through May 1st, and they're joining kind of the National Day of Prayer momentum with that as well, and there's also a National Day of Repentance organization that's working with them. So there's several organizations joining together to get the word out so that as many of us can join this effort. So I just wanted to pass that on. If you need more details on that, please let me know. Also, the Washington Man of Prayer event is coming up, which is a pastor in Texas had a vision of honoring George Washington's as a man of prayer. And so they are going to, on May 7th, they're going to be holding an event in Statuary Hall, which was once our nation's largest church, hosted by Governor Huckabee. Michelle Bachmann is the congressional host. There's several speakers that are going to be there, and they're inviting all of the House and Senate to join. I know that they have several legislators that have RSVP'd, and they're also going to be live streaming through Daystar to every home in America, and I believe it can be accessed online as well. So the website is WashingtonManofPrayer.com, and we would just encourage anyone to be a part of that and to get the word out, because that would be such an amazing time to come together. They're going to be praying, repenting, and just honoring also that our strong heritage of prayer in our nation. So that will be, again, May 7th at, I believe it's 7:30 Central Time. So I think that's 8:30 our time. So wanted to make you aware of that. Also, just as an update on religious freedom protections in states, there are 31 states that have heightened religious liberty protections. So that is that's encouraging to know, and we want to continue to pray that every state gets some type of a protection in place. I can give you that website that shows all of the states and the level of coverage that they have. American Religious Freedom Program is a program that we're also working with on some level. They are the ones who provided this map and the information. So if you'd like information, if you'd like that, or I will go ahead and send that actually with our next, with my follow-up email here. Okay, with that, does anybody have any questions on those events or anything that I just mentioned? Or anything up to this point?
No.
Okay, great. Well, I'd love to, I have some updates on states, but I also want to just give an opportunity for you all to give any kind of updates that you may have. I'm going to quickly just give an update from Beth. She said that Beth Folsom in Colorado said that their session ends in 2 more weeks. She is recovering, but again, is just asking for more prayer there. The prayer caucus is still moving forward, and actually one of the co-chairmen there are one of the ones that sent in their picture of their plaque. So we just want to keep Colorado in prayer. And Beth said, though, that there are several initiatives that are moving forward. Churches are coming together and praying and showing support for the prayer caucus. So I want to keep her in prayer. Mike also gave an update. He is, like I said, at the International House of Prayer Conference right now, but Kentucky is out of session, and they're excited because they did pass a legislation this year that's going to put up In God We Trust in all the legislative committee rooms. And they actually made it a measure that would set up a work-related incentive program for employees of the Legislative Research Commission. So they were very strategic in that. And so they've just had a lot of breakthrough in Kentucky. They have a RFRA Religious Freedom Amendment that passed last year, and now they have these In God We Trust going up in all the legislative committee rooms, including the House and Senate chambers. So there's just a lot of positive momentum there, and I know that they're there all the time praying with those legislators. And Representative Hoover has been a great – he's our co-chairman there. He has been a great support and very much a help in mobilizing all of their efforts as the Prayer Caucus Network. So that's good news. Virginia, I was just going to give a quick update on Virginia also. It was just fun. We've had our governor in Virginia have, he's vetoed legislation to protect religious freedom on several levels, and also in regarding to protecting religious freedom for military chaplains. Family Foundation had contacted me to see if there was anything that we could do to help them get in contact with them, with chaplains in general. And we have had an opportunity to connect with Ron Cruz with the Chaplain Military Alliance. So I gave him a call, not thinking that I would get him on the first ring, but he picked up. And so he was very encouraged to hear from us and wanted very much to join with the efforts of the Family Foundation. He had not been able to even focus on it because they've been so focused on the Air Force issues. But it was a quick and easy connection. Family Foundation helped them create a letter, and they sent it to all the legislators in Virginia and requesting them to overturn the governor's veto. So that's in process, and then we also, as a foundation, were able to get that word out to encourage citizens to pray. So it's just fun to see how things kind of work together as we're seeing these networks come together. Is Sharon, I don't know if Sharon actually was able to make it on. She did send some updates. They've been working on university campuses, praying on university campuses. So she sent me some photos just this morning of them on different campuses, again, just taking time to pray and worship the Lord on the campuses. It sounds like they had a good turnout, showed some pretty good crowds there. And then Sandra in Oklahoma has been working closely with the Oklahoma legislators to pass religious liberty protections. They had some questions for us. We were able to refer them to the American Religious Freedom Program as a resource, and Tim Schultz there provided ample information, so they were able to move forward on trying to get that legislation passed. So just another reminder that American Religious Freedom Program is a resource for you all and your legislators when it comes to creating this any legislation that would be in alignment with our mission here. So just another reminder on that. We're thankful to them. So I have wanted to just take some time then and turn it over to Pastor Marion. Can you give us an update in Connecticut, or is there anything you want to share with us there, anything that we can be praying for there?
Well, the session is approaching conclusion. I know it's going to come to conclusion in May. I'm not sure when in May. There is a lot of activity going on at the Capitol. I don't know of any particular issue that we're requesting prayer for. Well, I guess a particular issue would be that the senatorial and the representative part of what we're doing here would come together with a little more cohesiveness. Just looking for a little bit more cohesiveness. As a matter of fact, I'm finally having a meeting with Senator McLaughlin on this afternoon, and going to be sort of tying up some things and getting some clarity on some things. But everything is moving along. Would like it to move at a very different pace, but it's moving along. And he did, as was mentioned by Ann earlier in the discussion, that he did receive the plaque, and he was very excited about it. And we're going to talk more about it when we meet today.
Okay, great, great. Well, thank you for that update. And, Delbra, I know that you had had some conversations with Senator McCann, and he was waiting to connect potentially with Congressman Forbes. And just so you know, we've been working to make that happen. Do you have any other updates for us?
At this point, I don't, Summer. Stan and I are actually going up to the Capitol this afternoon, and we're going to stop in Senator McCann's office I don't know that he'll be there because they are not in session today, but we have some other things to do at the Capitol, and so I'm going to stop in and talk to Cindy, his assistant, to see what he's thinking. As I shared with you, Summer, I know that he had talked about more that it would be likely that we would form, or that he would form, a caucus in the fall. And that's really the last conversation I had with him, because he still wanted to talk with Congressman Forbes. And the last time I was up at the Capitol, which was a couple of weeks ago, I know Cindy said that had not happened yet. And so, again, I can echo Pastor Marion. I feel like things are happening, but at a very slow pace, and just trying to be patient and, see what God will do here in Illinois. We need this so much, and my husband and I both feel like it's such a key to turning things around in Illinois. If we could see an Illinois legislative prayer caucus started. So we're not giving up. We're not going to be discouraged. We just press on and believe that it will happen, because it needs to.
Good. Well, do not lose hope, because I know that both Kentucky and North Carolina actually had very slow starts, and even once formed, there were some challenges, but now they remained faithful, and there's been tremendous breakthrough there. So thank you for your efforts, and yes, let's keep on pressing forward there. Also, I just got a text from Sharon. She apologizes. She forgot to tell me that university outreach is happening today as well. The prayer at the universities are happening right now. So she apologized for not letting me know earlier, but she said she's sending love to all, so we appreciate all that she's doing there. And again, thank you for that update, Delbra. I know that in Iowa, Jenny has been working tirelessly to get the governor to sign the prayer proclamation for 7/14/14, and she's had great success there. I don't know if you all have seen the pictures. I can try and send some of those around. She has a specific page. It's a Facebook page. I don't know that she has she does have a website as well, actually, where it gives more details on that. But so she was able to meet with the governor, and they had celebration and a ceremony of him signing it. Another kind of fun detail was that they had just received the In God We Trust display right before they went in to meet with the governor. And so Representative Joel Fry, the co-chairman of the Iowa Prayer Caucus, wanted to bring the God We Trust display in and actually laid it on the desk while the governor was signing the proclamation. So that was kind of a fun little timing moment there. And they're just continuing to move forward in Iowa. Tennessee, they are still praying for legislators to step up. We've had some issues with the chairman, they had some personal issues, so we're having to continue to pray for leadership there. I know we're praying for leadership in Ohio. Thomas, I would love for you to give an update on Ohio. If there's anything that we can be doing or praying or any way that we can be supporting you there, please do share now.
They're in recess right now, up to going into the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
The closest thing we have to a prayer caucus is a religious liberty caucus. And they're all running for cover because of the turnaround nationally about religious liberty. They both seemed to lost their taste for standing up for religious liberty, and they are being primaried by their parties, both the Democrat and the Republican. So really waiting to see what happens after the primary on May 6th. Things are kind of like in limbo in that area. I have been talking with the Speaker of the House's office about legislators who show an interest, have demonstrated an interest in a prayer caucus. But I really think that nothing will happen until after the next speaker is elected. But I really, I'd be very much surprised if anything happens this year because the speaker retire is going to be term limited out in December. So that we are all again, I've been proven wrong. Suddenly the Lord moves on people, but we're doing what we can to be prepared, tilling the ground. So, I know that the foundation has had many phone calls with the speaker's office, I know a lot of seeds have been planted, but it's not quite springtime yet. Don't know what haven't seen anything sprout just yet, but it's a matter of time. We are having a legislative prayer breakfast. That's headed up by another ministry that I partner with. And so at least we're planning to have a day where the legislators are standing up and declaring their allegiance to the Lord. And so it would be wonderful if I could get a bunch of those lapel pins. And as the speaker comes up, and what they do is they have the speaker have the legislators get up and introduce themselves. And I was thinking if I could incorporate when they get up and give themselves, then give them a lapel pin to wear that day. But I need to talk to the ministry. Do we already have those lapel pins?
We have just a few on hand, but we can order them easily enough. We actually have two versions. We have a bronze, kind of an antique gold bronze color that's round, circular, and then we have a colored square God We Trust pen that I think most of you have seen, and that's something else I can send around too. It's just an image just so you can see it. So we can definitely order those as needed.
Okay, let me talk to this other ministry about it first and then go from there.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you for continuing go ahead.
Yeah. Also in the list of events was the Watchman on the Wall event. I didn't hear that announced, the 21st to the 23rd. I plan to be in Washington for that event. So I don't know if we're going to do it, if the foundation's going to do anything with that or not. But,
I
want to ask you, do I need to order more business cards?
Okay. So we can talk about that offline, but definitely
we'll talk about
good to
that
know.
Offline.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, I have a friend, a guy named Rick Lindsay from South Carolina. He runs a ministry called Encouraging Men to Pray.
Uh-huh.
But I've been noticing on his Facebook page more and more that he's like praise for the governor of South Carolina, invited. He's leading the National Day of Prayer. He's part of the National Day of Prayer event on the Capitol steps. I don't know if we have any contacts in South Carolina or what the status is, but it seemed like that would be a good contact for us, at least maybe to initial open the doors for us. Seems like
yeah, no, that's good to know. If we could connect, and you see him more so as like a state director type of position.
I don't know. He's been in that ministry 20 years. He knows lots of people in South Carolina. I'm sure he's well connected. Here of late, he seems to have more interest in politics. At least he'd be somebody that might open the door, or you know, he might know people we don't know in South Carolina.
Okay, well that's great because we actually have had some movement in South Carolina through the telebriefings, and we do have a connection to a Family Policy Council organization there that has referred a few, and we followed up with them. And do you have anything you want to add on that? As far as have we had any response? I actually don't remember the status of South Carolina.
Yeah, actually in South Carolina, I did send an inquiry to the four people that Mark Hendrick had connected us with, Representative Ryhall, Senator, their names escape me right at the moment. But anyway, I've received contact from three of their aides. Two of the aides have come back and asked me to send further information. I have sent further information to each one of them that have requested additional information. So it was, I know that it was Ryhall, and it was, I'm trying to find my notes right now, Representative Ryhall, who is very, oh, here it is. I had sent it to Gregory Delaney, Mike Ryhall, Gary Smith, and Senator, I guess they call him Chip Campson, and Senator Campson and Senator or Representative Smith and Representative Ryhall and Delaney all asked for, no, not Delaney, the other three had asked for additional information. I sent it on, actually had a long conversation with Representative Ryhall and a conversation with Senator Campson's office. Gary Smith never got back to me after I sent the additional information, but the other two did. So those are potential possibilities in South Carolina. They need time to review it. I do believe their session is, I'll have to look it up, but I think their session is ending soon. They're all kind of going into their primary stages right now. So, but those, once they have an opportunity to review it, particularly Representative Ryhall said that he would get back to me.
Okay, great. Thank you. But Thomas, if you want to send the other gentleman's information, Mr. Lindsay's information, we can follow up with him also and see if he has any additional contacts or if he wants to even follow up or rally citizens to follow up with some of these legislators to let them know that this would be a priority in South Carolina. So that would be great if you wouldn't mind sending that information to us.
Okay.
Okay, great. Also, one other quick thing about Florida. I've had a great conversation with Pam Olson is her name. She runs the International House of Prayer Florida and has great connections. She's currently praying about being state director of Florida. She prays with the governor and the legislators. As she said, there's a lot of very positive momentum in Florida, a lot of prayer coverage. She's been able to connect with, there's 47 houses of prayer in Florida. So I was pretty shocked to hear that. And they all are working together, it sounds like. They're all connected and have a presence even in the Capitol, several of them. So it's fun to see what God is doing there. She does know the co-chairman there and has been in conversation with them and continuing to really try and she does understand our strategy and she's excited about it. She's just praying about whether or not this is something that she can take on. Her initial answer is yes, but she's just praying for the Lord to confirm that. So it's just encouraging to see the positive momentum there. Also, Alabama, I'm continuing to be in conversation with Andy Strange. He has a prayer ministry in Alabama, currently praying with legislators. They're doing solemn assemblies like Florida's doing in the Capitol. They're doing prayer walks around the Capitol. So there's a lot of prayer coverage there. They're also continuing to seek leadership for a prayer caucus in Alabama. But we know that the Attorney General is a praying woman. She's actually responded to another gentleman. There are just a lot of positive momentum in Alabama as well. So if we can continue to pray for leadership to arise there, that would be great. But those are just a few of the states that are moving forward. We really have been trying to continue to advance in all the different states, and there's movement. It's just a matter of it all coming together. But when it does, it's we know it will be effective and in the Lord's timing. So we trust that. Does anybody have any questions or any other comments, thoughts? Okay. Well, I think it would be just a really good time to take some time to pray. And more than anything, I'd say that I'm encouraged to see how the Lord is connecting and networking people. It's like we don't even necessarily have to try. We're just praying, and we're all being obedient in our own individual worlds, if you will, to build our own walls. And the Lord is doing it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'll meet somebody, and then they say, "Oh yeah, have you met this person?" Well, that person was. It's just everybody's connected. So He's moving. And we're just honored to be a part of it and to be a team with you all. So, Leah, again, do you have any last thoughts, or Anne, before we go into prayer?
No, I appreciate it. I'm just excited about what's happening and grateful for every single person that's doing their part.
I agree.
Summer, I have a question. What have we firmed up, and maybe it's just only a question in my mind, the foundation's mission and vision statement?
I would say yes. We just did, what, a 40-page business strategy. Leah is an excellent executive director. I just have to say that on so many levels. But she's created a very thorough business plan and strategy for 2014 through 16, and in that is a well-thought-through mission and vision statement. So we can send that information to you. The vision. You want the mission statement or the vision statement, or both, probably?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I hate to say this in this day and age of technology, but really too much information is not a bad thing when you're far away from those who you work with on a regular basis. So.
Okay, we're making a note to send that out. One other thing I'm going to circulate in the follow-up email is the Spiritual Heritage Capital Tour that Representative Rick Saccone did in Pennsylvania, and he is our co-chairman there. For the Pennsylvania Prayer Caucus. He just sent me yesterday a video that they created that really just highlights the rich spiritual heritage of their capital tour. So there's over 50 references to scripture and things in their capital. Our motto, "In God We Trust." There's references to prayer. So I'm going to send that around, and just another idea for the states, if you have the resources and the vision for it, to potentially have some of these legislators do projects like this. It's a powerful resource and tool just to remind people of the truth of our heritage and that it's in our government buildings. That's how it was intended to be. It's just as Governor McDonald said, it's separation of church and state, not God and government. So we're just continuing to reaffirm that and love to see the prayer caucuses, especially the legislators, with that message. Okay. Well, good. Well, let's, Anne, do you want to open us in prayer as we just pray over a few of these items? We have about 10 minutes or so, and we can just go as the Lord leads, and we don't have to go an entire hour. We just want to make sure that we close and cover each other and some of these issues in prayer.
Sure. Lord God Almighty, we do come before your throne of grace in praise and worship, humility, thanksgiving. Lord, we are so very grateful that we know that we can't do this on our own, that this is your power and your authority that goes out before us and accomplishes every good and perfect work. Lord, you called us before the foundations of the earth. You put us here for your plans and your purposes to usher in your kingdom here on earth. And so, Lord God, I ask that you move us all to be faithful in the place where you've put us, that we might be open to the breath of your spirit, to the power and the authority that belongs only to you, Lord. And Lord, you have said many, many times that you send out your forces and your powers, your bees. In one place it was even bees that you sent out, that you send angels, you send power and authority to go before us and to accomplish your will. So Lord, we thank you that we can take comfort in that. We thank you that we can rest in that. We thank you that it is your authority that will go into every state in this union to accomplish your will and your purposes. I thank you for each one of these state directors, those who are with us today and those who aren't. I thank you for the open doors that you provide to them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the credibility and the honor that you give to them. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you are accomplishing through these blessed people. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Father, it's clear that your Holy Spirit is moving across this nation and that you are prompting and inspiring and stirring and convicting. God, we thank you that we're a part of this, and we ask that you would continue to do that in each one of our hearts. Lord, that you would move us and that we would do nothing but what is led by your Holy Spirit, that you would fill us and overflowing, Lord, that everywhere we go, we would bring the power and the love that you want accomplished. We would be ambassadors for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that we would be instruments to bring the kingdom of God on earth just as it is in heaven, in America, where you have planted us, Lord, that we would be stewards to pray and take action as your Holy Spirit leads us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, I also want to thank you that there is nothing that anyone can do to thwart your plans for this country. And so, Lord, we do honor you and praise you and thank you that you are the Lord of all of the kings of the earth, that you are the Lord and master of every person who's in a position of authority in this country, and that you and your will be accomplished as long as we are faithful to do our part. And, Lord, we pray that we will be faithful and strong and stand to the very end.
Yes. Thank you.
Lord, I want to thank you for all the divine connections. Lord, we all realize that we can't do this alone. We don't want to do this without you, and that we truly do need each other, and that there's such power in unity. So, Father, we thank you that you are connecting. We want to connect city to city, state to state, to join our hearts together in prayer and in love for the Lord, and also in action, Lord, that we want to join our efforts, Lord. And so Lord, we continue to pray for those divine connections to take place all across this nation, Lord, that we would be one body, with you as the head, working together, Lord, to implement your plan and to advance your kingdom. And it's happening. So we just are excited to ride this wave, and we do give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory. It's just an honor and a privilege, Father, that we can all come together and be your tools, if you will, but also your friends, those that you've chosen, Lord, for this hour to help you, God, and we just are honored by it. Thank you, Father.
Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen those that need it, that are struggling with health. Beth, encourage her, strengthen her, heal her body, refresh her, renew her. Lord, Jack and their family, Lord, we pray for continued healing, complete restoration. Lord, protect us all from every attack that would come against our health and our families and our relationships. Lord, we thank you for each of these state directors. Encourage them and strengthen them and give them faith and perseverance, Lord, that they would walk fully and completely in all that you have planned for them in their particular state with the influence in the legislators. Give them favor everywhere they go. Strengthen them. Encourage them, Lord. And thank you for every state director, every state chairman who has stepped up, and for everyone that has taken a hit and that is being attacked for their stand for Christ and for faith. Lord, we thank you for each one of these and ask that you would raise up more and more leaders across this nation who are not afraid to proclaim the name of Jesus, who are not afraid to stand for righteousness and for what is right. God, who are not afraid to proclaim that we are one nation that trusts in God and that we don't back off of that. Thank you, Father, for all of these leaders. For our Congressional Prayer Caucus members, encourage them, strengthen, and protect the families as well for all these leaders in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Well, Lord, we just trust you to finish what you started, Lord, and that we just say we love you, Father. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you for these faithful ones. We ask you to bless and protect and prosper them in all their ways, God, their families, their marriages, their loved ones, God. Thank you for being in us and among us, Lord. It is truly an honor. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, God.
Well, thank you all for being on this call. And I'm going to go ahead and send out a recording of the call. And then some of those other items that I mentioned I'd send, the video, our mission and vision, the 714-14 website. So I'll send a few of those items out. And if you need anything, please do let me know. And Thomas, we can have a conversation offline about the business cards and the pins. Okay, so thank you all. Have a great day. We appreciate you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Summer. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.